Up next, the news you can use from YAA.
It's your 30-minute fix for all your car questions,
industry news, and tips you can use when buying your next vehicle.
We're your hosts, Ray and Zach Shevska, the founders of YAA.
We're here every weekday, live at noon Eastern. Check us out at joinyaa.com. Come on, get in! Well, it's noon here in Ventnor, New Jersey, down by the Jersey Seashore, and this is news that you can use from YAA with your hosts, Zach and Ray. And nice shirt, buddy. It's I can see the Capitol bleeding through the white in your shirt.
Pops, you know what time it is?
Please share with me.
Pops, I think someone's at the door. Can you let him in?
Oh, my God, the F&I goddess herself, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kimberly Klein.
Hello, it's so good to see you, too. Oh, my gosh, I'm so happy to be here. Yay!
Hey, Kimberly, happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday. Nothing is working properly today, so I hope you can hear me all right. I may look a little garbled on the screen, but it's okay. It's just a little technology. Maybe it's a chip or something in there. I don't know, but... I'm happy to be
could
here.
Could be chip related. Could be chip related. Thanks everyone for joining us. Tellen's here. Sean's here. Justice, good to see you this morning. Dwayne, James, Susanna's here with us. Everyone's favorite, Miss Happy Hippo, has joined
Happy
us
Hippo,
as well.
Melissa.
Thank you guys. Melissa. Melissa is going to get a car today, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, she
so congratulations is. To you, Melissa.
Yes.
And even Igor's back.
Igor, it's Everybody good to see back. You.
Yeah.
Got to get him on the show. All right, Miss Kimberly Klein. This week, Pops and I have talked about quite a few stories. I want to queue up the first one, actually. Let's jump straight into the CFPB. It's the video that we had drop on the YAA channel today. And man, oh man, did Hyundai acceptance, Hyundai, what the heck was it called?
Hyundai
Dad?
Capital America. Kind of like...
I keep thinking...
Kind of like Hyundai Captain America, but not really out there to help anybody.
Oh, what a mess, you guys. What a mess.
Pops, kick us off. What the heck happened? Yeah. And then, Kimberly, I want to get your take.
Well, Hyundai Capital America has been fined $19 million, $13.2 million of which is restitution for the 2.2 million customers who didn't report properly to the credit bureaus about how those customers were paying on their loans and leases. And so this is the largest fine ever by the CFPB in their history, which is a relatively short history, trying to protect customers out there from being taken advantage of by these large corporations. And this is just a perfect example. And I'm going to hand it off to Kimberly. So instead of me being on my soapbox today, I believe Kimberly brought her soapbox along.
I'm my frosted cookies. Okay. I have those too if you want any. Oh my gosh. So, all right. Hyundai allegedly tarnished credit reports. Well, first of all, that just puts a pit in my stomach when you tarnish somebody's credit report for and falsely reporting people to reporting agencies on being delinquent on their lease payments, on their loan payments. Ouch. Ouch. I mean, do you know what that, put yourself in somebody's shoes. That's what I always do. Put myself in those shoes. If I'm making my payments on time regularly, I've got an 800 credit score and all of a sudden I drop down to, I don't know, a 600 credit score because it appears that I'm not making my payments. Oh my God. So what really, really gets my goat, you guys, here's what Hyundai came out and said. So you're this person, your credit's just been damaged. You can't fix that stuff, you guys. Once it's on there, it takes Hercules to get that fixed. But, after getting hit with this fine, Hyundai comes out and says, you know, to support our customers and to allow us to focus on the future, I'm being sarcastic, we have entered into a settlement agreement with the CFPB, right? But it is important to note that HCA is not admitting any fault or wrongdoing with respect to credit reporting practices that were covered by the investigation. Are you kidding me? You have to be kidding me, right?
You mean
$19 million that we have to pay back to the people, but we didn't do anything wrong. Mm-mm.
And it's actually $13.2 million that is restitution. You do the math, that's like $6 a person.
True.
Yeah. Well, they can get their latte at Starbucks.
Oh, my God. Yes. This is horrible, because once your credit report is, well, as they say, tarnished, I would call it something else, it is very, very difficult to get that cleared up. And if you go to trade it in order, or you buy a house or whatever, in order to convince your new lender that, hey, I really did make my payments on my car, it is not easy. So the consumer has to jump through hoops to protect themselves and to prove their worthiness, despite what Hyundai did to them.
If for example, somebody who had excellent credit but entered into an agreement with HCA, and they were reported as being late on their payments to the credit bureaus, and mm-hmm. that person then wanted to go buy a house, and because their credit score was lowered because of the late payments to HCA, instead of being able to get a 5.5% mortgage, they now qualify for a 6.5% mortgage. And even though 1% doesn't sound like a lot, yesterday we learned that 1% on a 30-year mortgage equates to a 12% higher payment. So that you're paying 12% more in your mortgage payment for the next 360 months because Hyundai screwed up, but you're getting $6 to make up for that. How does that sound fair?
Oh, this is bad. This is so bad. It really is. And for Hyundai to come out and say, we're not admitting any wrongdoing or fault. Yeah, it is your fault. It really is. This is so bad. And I feel sorry for people that are going through this.
You've got the comment here from Justice. How is it going to be fixed at the credit level? And I think the reality is it's not. I mean, how do you expect Hyundai, who ultimately like allowed these, and Tellin's hitting the nail on the head here. They say, I don't understand how their system would be programmed to incorrectly report the status of the loan. Yeah, same here. It's like, do you trust Hyundai to now go to all the credit bureaus and say, okay, these were actually issues. These are issues, like change your really complex and advanced models and whatever the hell you'd use. I mean, sure, this is great that the CFPB did this, but it's also like not a big enough light is being shined on how big of a deal this is. And Pops, the example you just gave is paramount.
Yeah. And if I may, the thing that really frosts my cookies is the fact that we have these fines, we have these settlements, we never admit to any wrongdoing. There is no real punishment, okay? I think it's, maybe it's just me, but I think it's time we stop settling
yeah.
and allowing companies that violate the public trust, that end up taking advantage of consumers, instead of allowing them to settle and say, well, we admit no wrongdoing, I think it's time that we punish them and we take them to court and we find them guilty. And there is some type of punishment other than stroking a check, whether it be for $100,000 or $19 million, and not really have an impact their business. Send some of the executives to jail, and guess what would happen? This poop would stop. It's, you know, it's
yeah,
crazy.
It is crazy. It's really bad. It's really bad. It kind of reminds me, you may have to correct me, but it does kind of remind me of several years ago when the government accidentally had some issues with, Social Security numbers getting out there into the public and stolen and all this kind of thing. And all they did for those folks was say, we're going to give you a year's free of credit tools.
That was when Equifax had the breach of data and the recourse there. And there's been some class action suits. I'm not sure if there's anything like material that's actually come out of that. Let's touch a little bit, guys. Also tied to auto finance is, Kimberly, we saw and you shared this article that was in Consumer Affairs with us. And man, we've been talking about the potential and unfortunately started some of the initial signs of vehicle repossessions and auto delinquency rates starting to go up. Obviously, what happened at Hyundai and the 2.2 million people there that were affected, that's terrible. It's also not great when you're seeing, and Pops, Kimberly, we were starting to hear over 10% of subprime borrowers are going delinquent on their loans. And Igor from our community has shared with us over 4% is what he's hearing for prime borrowers. We're starting to see repossessions and loan delinquencies increase. I guess, Kimberly, what's your... Obviously, people aren't going delinquent because of what happened at Hyundai, although maybe that is part of the situation. More of this has to do with stimulus money earlier in the year, taking out loans against cars that are not actually worth what they were initially worth. What was your take, though, as you read through and were thinking about all of the potential repossessions that could come back to market?
Well, I have to agree with Lisa, forgive me if I say her last name wrong, Papeo, I believe, who covers economy for Barron's. That this is shocking, and she calls it a red flag. One of the red flags of repossessions is the fact that prime loans are wrapped into this, because whenever you think of a repossession, well, it does enormous damage to your credit, and many times those repos are due to you having bad credit to begin with and not being able to keep up with payments, therefore you get your vehicle. But that's not what we're talking about here, guys. We're talking about people with very good credit. I wonder, and I would like to get Ray's take on this too. What do you think about it being kind of chucked to stimulus money? I don't see it that way. I kind of don't see it that way at all. You're talking about prime loans here, so... the stimulus money have anything to do with it? No, I don't think so. In my mind, it is the market of vehicles, the fact that they cost as much as they do, and you have to be pretty wealthy to own a new vehicle or to buy a new vehicle.
Last time I checked, the last stimulus I received was, I don't know, well over a year ago. And what was it, $1,200, $1,500, whatever it is. I mean, it's... You know, if you spread it out over the course of the year, it's $125 a month, for God's sake. It's not it's not a lot of money in the grand scheme of things as to how it impacts whether people could buy things or not buy things or make their car payment or not make their car payment, especially for the more well-heeled buyers out there. There was a stat that we saw not too long ago where I believe it was like 12% of people that earn over $250,000 a year live paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. Okay. So just because people make a lot of money doesn't mean they make wise choices. It just means they make a lot of money. Okay. It doesn't mean they're going to spend their money wisely or enter into credit agreements wisely.
Right.
And so if you see a percentage of the really wealthy people living paycheck to paycheck, having a hard time in these inflationary times, well, imagine what it does for the average person. If the median income in this country is $50,000, let's say, well, how are those people supposed to afford these things? So if we're seeing red flags for people with good credit, you know, you should see SOS flags out there everywhere for the rest of the people. It's a very, very scary situation.
Yeah, I've been asked a couple of times here recently, what are the steps to repossession? You know, somebody said, if I miss a car payment, are they going to come and get my car? There are steps in repossession. So whenever you're in the finance office and you're signing your documents, take a look at your contract and see what the grace period is. That's number one. You will have a grace period. It might be 5, 10, 15 days of grace period. And what that means is you better have that payment to the bank or postmarked by within that grace period. Once you've passed the grace period, then you're going to get a fee. There's going to be a fee. This is also going to be spelled out on your bank contract too, folks. Grace period, and when you go beyond that, it's going to be a fee. Once you go beyond that, then you've hit the 30-day mark. That's going to hit your credit. Okay. Now, once you're 1 day, 2 day, 3 days past the 30-day mark, it's up to the lender. They can come and get your vehicle after 30 days. Most are after 60 days. And there are some state laws around this as well. But this is something to pay attention to. So these are the steps that you go through before you actually get the repo. Yeah, if you find that you can't make your car payment this month, before you get to those steps, pick up the phone, call your lender, ask if you can defer. And that simply takes that payment, sticks it onto the end of the loan. Defer one payment. See if it's possible, if you ever find yourself in that situation, before you get to the repo.
And as you just described it, Kimberly, think about this for a minute. If the bank reports somebody as 30 days late on their loan, in reality, they're probably closer to 45 days late, because most banks will give you about a 15-day grace period. So you typically have to go about 45 days before they consider you 30 days late. And if you never catch up, okay, you're 30 days late six times over the next six payments. And so it keeps getting exponentially worse and worse and worse. And you're correct. In most cases, banks aren't looking to repossess the vehicle after 30 days. They'll give you enough rope to really hang yourself. They'll allow you to get 60, maybe even 90 days delinquent before they'll send the repo man or woman out to pick up your vehicle. There's contact the lending institution, explain what's going on, make a partial payment. See if you can make partial payments. They would much rather work with you than have to repossess your vehicle. They really would. And by working with you, they end up making more money on your loan.
Have you ever driven past your local credit union, Ray, and seen, I've done this many times, and you've seen the cars that you have sold sitting in the credit union lot? Because they're repoed, because they couldn't make their payments. I have seen this. I have seen it many times. But yeah, they don't want that. They really don't. No. So do what you can, but you got to do it before.
From Susanna here, as a banker, we have a saying that we're not in the real estate or automotive business. And I think that's to exactly both of your points. Yeah. And I want to pull in Derek's comment here saying some of the ma and pop auto dealers are starting to come down in price from negotiation in Ohio with used cars. And this is exactly what we expect to see, because as both of you are describing, a repossession doesn't just happen the day you go delinquent. There's a process here. We're starting to see, and our spidey sense and all the data, it's telling us there are going to be more loan delinquencies and more repossessions. Compare that with the existing softening of used car wholesale prices. We should see more and more negotiation on used cars, which is a good thing. It also, for both of you, puts into perspective, now's the time to sell a car if you're going to sell a car. And Dad, I know I CC'd you on an email to one of our community members talking about pre-trades and things like that. Can I actually share with both of you something that I was working on that I think will make getting a fair value for a car that you're selling a little more easy, a way that we can now help?
Please
okay.
do. I love okay, that.
You guys we'll love you. When I surprise you with stuff, don't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Okay, let me share my screen. So we actually
the big surprise is if you show up for the show more than 2 minutes before we go on the air. That's the big surprise.
Oh my god, I love it.
So you all know we're working hard over here. We recently launched the insurance marketplace. We actually have just a couple more days of our VSC extended warranty sale that we're running $150 off. Now, guys, if you click on car selling or if you go to selling up here at the top, we partnered with a company called CarWiser. And what they do and what we're able to do together is we get you offers from all of the different dealers in your area, the bigger dealers typically, in one place. So I can do a little like quick demonstration. Can I share with you guys?
Sure.
All right. So let's do, we'll do a VIN one. Let's find one.
Did they
one.
Partner with yeah. Budweiser?
I'm not sure. That. Give me a second here. Let me grab a VIN. I'm simply going to our car search and I just want to find one that we can use to search together. Standby. Used. Bear with me, gang. Okay, I found a Jeep Wrangler here that we can all look at. One second. All right, here's the VIN. We'll do 1,000 miles. It's a relatively new one. Let's do Texas. This is a Texas zip code. Let's see what happens here. Pops, Kimberly, you've seen stuff like I'm about to show you before. If it loads, when it loads, there we go. So we got the vehicle. Uh-huh. Obviously, if there are options and things like that, you can click on them. Holy hell, there's a lot of options.
There's
we're going to say no to
that.
Those.
Yeah.
Picked the wrong damn car, didn't you?
Pups, you'll know this from all the times that we've gone through and done it on Vroom or Carvana. No accidents, clean title. We'll say no, or we'll say yes, we own the vehicle and we have the title. Let's continue. Visible defects or anything like that? No. Windshield replace? No. Flood damage? No. Fire damage? No. Frame damage? No. We'll do cloth seats. Everything's good. Vehicle runs, vehicle drives, no dashboard lights, no standard maintenance needed, leaks, odometer. Any mechanical repairs? No. Tires are new, no issues, no wheel damage. We have the key fobs, all the fun stuff. And I'm just going to give my email.
Get
now, here's
off.
Where kind of the magic happens. Yeah, let's see what happens. It changes based on your zip code. So I'm curious. I don't know if I've ever done a Texas one here, so we'll have to see.
Apparently, they've never done a Texas one before either, which is why it's taking so long.
You will not be scammed by emails from our partners. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Why do you think we partnered with them?
I love that.
Just, it's thinking, Dad. It's thinking.
No, I understand. It's a computer.
We're waiting. It's,
yeah, of course
it's
we are.
Talking to someone out there in the ether.
It's
doing
be.
Something.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh,
hello.
My.
It might be on Tinder and it could be swiping left or right. Who knows?
Okay, I thought it would be a little quicker than this. So maybe I'll just share the screen again when it comes back. But what it does. what it's supposed to do is then all of the different offers are going to show up there. Okay, I'll stop sharing the screen. Anyway, it's our latest and greatest, and like most things here, it kind of almost works. Damn.
Oh,
thing is still getting offers.
No, okay.
Yeah.
We could certainly come back to it before the end of the show and see if it stopped spinning. And if it didn't stop spinning,
oh, it's still
then you know
spinning,
you got an
man.
Issue.
It's still spinning. Yeah,
it's
because
there's
I'm
an
here.
Issue. It's still
my screen. Microphone's not working. Nothing's working today. So I'm sorry.
Our latest and greatest. All right. How about this, guys? How about we switch gears and we actually talk a little bit about the FTC? I don't know if either of you saw it, but we are up to over 1,300. Yeah, Sylvia, I agree with it. It was a little awkward. Over 1,300 comments. Did you guys see that?
I haven't looked today.
No. 1,300? Are you kidding? That's awesome.
Impressed, Pops?
Yeah, I am. I mean, you know, I guarantee you the FTC wasn't thinking they were going to get this many comments. I'm just thinking.
That's super
proud. How many of them were from people that we've encouraged to make statements?
About 1 in 10, it looks like. Found it through, you know, the work that we've been doing here, which is great. And I noticed some other YouTubers are also making some noise about this as well, which is great. We need more people to do it. So was super excited about that as well. But yeah, about 1 in 10, huge shout out to the community for activating and posting comments. They're really impressed.
Yes.
And really hopefully cool. The FTC will enact the proposals and instead of accepting fines without admitting wrongdoing. They'll go in and they'll kick some dealers' asses, if I may.
And here we go, gang. We've got David managed to get it work. Just filled out the sell your car options. The offers were disgusting, LOL. So either it won't work or it does work and then you're disappointed.
Can you elaborate on that? I mean,
the offers are from... Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
I was just going to say, can you tell we really rehearsed this show before we go on the air?
The offers are from Carvana, CarMax, Vroom, CarGurus, Driveway, Echo Park. So, I mean, it's like, if you were... the whole idea of it, the reason we partnered with CarWiser is because instead of having to go to all those websites, you can just go to one place now on our site and get all
and
the offers.
And it does it for
that's
you.
That's why we did it. And it does it for you, yeah. So, if the offers are disgusting, that's because, well, you know, the people that are buying the cars, which we've been talking about, are starting to lower those offers.
The offers, yeah. Starting to lower those offers.
So if you were thinking about selling an extra car, I would do it now because we have probably hit the tipping point and we're on the downside of values. So if you're looking to get top dollar, you probably waited a couple weeks too long. But if you want to get the highest value possible, your car is going to be worth more today than it will be tomorrow, more than likely.
You know, that makes me, I'm sorry. It just makes me think of something. Because it wasn't too long ago that we were talking about, oh my God, people are paying this insane money, $15,000 over for a Telluride, that kind of thing. And everything that goes up must come down. Well, I did a little thing back on the community about repos and gap coverage. Mm-hmm. And it keeps coming to my mind because I've seen a couple of comments from people out there saying, well, I'll just get rid of it. You know, I'll just crash it or I'll burn it or whatever happens. And as the repos go up, so will gap claims. But I literally, Ray, when I first got into this business, worked with a finance manager who had a friend in Queens, New York, that would do nefarious things with vehicles, like park them out and sell them on the black market, that kind of thing. And he would send people to this friend of his whenever they couldn't make the payments anymore. And we're going to see more of this going up, but let me tell you, GAP's not going to pay. All right. Just so you all out there know, it's illegal to do that. GAP can smell fraud 1500 miles away. So they're not going to pay out, but we will see more of that happening, saying, hey, I'm paying $1,000 a month on this vehicle that's not worth it anymore. I'm just going to get rid of it. Think twice before you do that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the other thing where people say, well, I'll just destroy the car before they repossess it. Okay, well, that's just going to make your deficiency balance even higher because what happens is they sell the repo for the maximum amount of money they can get so they can minimize the amount of deficiency balance. And according to the contract, you are still on the hook for the deficiency balance. So if you do that, the only person you're hurting is yourself.
Yes.
But then again, if you found yourself in that position, maybe you don't have enough common sense to begin with in a lot of cases.
Clink, clink. Yeah.
Let's do this, guys. Let's give Melissa a quick shout out. She is, and let's kick off our Friday wins. We can share a celebratory Ray Shevska stamp of approval, I guess, a little later this afternoon. Melissa, congratulations. I'll pull it up on the screen so everyone can see. Melissa Pops and Kimberly has been with us since day one.
Wow.
I think that's the only appropriate way to describe it. Today, going to take delivery of her Honda Civic Sport hatchback at MSRP, folks. It can be done. It can be done. Melissa's sharing her story here. Hopefully we'll get a success story in the Success Stories channel as well. But kudos to you, Melissa. Hope to hear everything goes well. Thank you so much for being a part of the YA community and sharing your experiences. This is super encouraging for everyone else that's out there.
It really is.
Well, and Melissa's just, I mean, they ended up buying three cars in a year's time.
Yeah.
She, her husband, and this Civic is for her daughter. God bless her. She's just a sweetheart and she's a great participant in the community. And she is, She validates all the reasons why we do what we do and why we put in the time, effort, and energy to do what we do. And it's when I know when I read Melissa's post, it brought tears to my eyes, because we really are making a difference in people's lives. And maybe when I was 21, I didn't understand that as well as I understand it at 71. But there's no greater satisfaction than knowing that you've helped others. It's just, I'm so happy for her. I am so happy for our community. I'm so happy for what we've been able to do.
Yeah, that's well going to be my win of the day is going to go for Melissa. I did ask her, though, today. I said, you know what Ray always says, that applied knowledge is power. And I said, Melissa, you're the one that applied it, right? But then I said, now, are you sure you're not ready to go for the fourth one? Are you ready? Because I'm sure you got this down by now, girl. You got it.
Maybe she'll open a broker business.
Yeah. Everybody call Melissa if you want to buy a vehicle. She's got it.
I'll say win on my end, and then would love to hear another if either of you have it. Well, one is obviously Igor giving me some validation here. The bubble boy himself is maybe onto it, bubble popping. Pops, what do you think tomorrow's live stream topic's going to be? Yeah, you betcha. Probably something bubble related. I will say
champagne. Are we going to talk champagne? Because there's lots of bubbles in champagne, buddy.
I will say one of the big wins this week. I mean, our team behind the scenes is just crushing it right now. But Florida Man asking for updates about credit unions had a great meeting yesterday with Kimberly, Pops, and then Phil, who used to work at Ford Motor Credit. We've got a great group of people on the YAA side. We've had conversations with some credit unions. Hopefully next week, my fingers are crossed, next week we'll be able to launch a pilot for folks that are in Texas. We will be able to connect you directly with a credit union in Texas to do loan origination and refinancing. And I am super excited about this because there is no added products, no BS. Like, it's very straightforward. We're connecting you directly to the credit union at their buy rate, at their rate. Like, it is what it is. This is what they offer members, and we're going to be able to connect you, and the application process will be all online and everything like that. So fingers crossed we're able to launch that next week, and then hopefully sometime later this year we'll be able to do nationwide. But I'm excited. I mean, that's huge for us to be able to connect people to credit unions. That's a huge value.
Super, super, super excited. Really. I mean, wow. What Ray just said about how we help people and this is what we're here for. This is going to be a huge other step. Yes. Pioneers. I like that.
It does feel like we're a little bit pioneers now that we're getting into the finance and the insurance space. Like, we're no longer just like talking about how you can get a better deal and things like that, and then saying, hey, go to a credit union. Like, now we're going to be able to coach you on how to get a fair deal and connect you to the credit union and give you all these things that help you. Thanks, Aaron. And give you all these resources to help you. And I think the promise that we have to the community is that we're not going to turn into car gurus or True Car or something like that. Like, we stand for too much to just like start selling leads to people. I'm really proud. I'm really excited. This has felt like it's been a really big week for us, and Pops, Kimberly, and Phil, like, to be able to turn to each of you and be like, all right, help me see past some of these corners up here. Like, what do I not know about working with credit unions that I need to know? You guys are the best team, you know, behind the scenes. So it's, we got a good group. We're doing a good thing here.
We have a great team behind the scenes. We really do. And when talking to people, or whenever we receive, you know, emails and letters every day from people saying, thank you, you saved me thousands of dollars, I always email them back and say, you know what, I'm going to make sure I pass this on to the rest of the team, because people don't realize that behind us, back there, is a very, very strong team working to build all of this. And I always want to pass that along, because they're not out here in the forefronts. You know, they don't get to see or talk to people on a daily basis like we do. So, yeah, we'd like to pass that along to the rest of the team.
Absolutely. They're the best.
They really are.
And just so you guys know, it's still spinning. So just a heads up, it's still spinning.
Oh, good excellent. To know.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
I answer a question in the comment section, Zach? Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Ben Spear says, so in the finance office, just say no to extended warranties on even new trucks. Ben, we show you how to negotiate these things. Markup by a finance manager is anywhere from $1,000 to $3,500 on vehicle service contracts. But what you first want to do is get a quote from our website for a VSC on your truck. Be armed with your quote. It's with a dealership administrator, which makes all the difference in the world. So you'll have our pricing. And then if you want, you can negotiate one in the finance office as well. Just be aware of the markup.
And here you go, Kimberly. This is from Shop La Lipa. I come here to see Kimberly, then the great info that saves me from dealers recently. That's awesome.
Wonderful.
That's going to make you feel good, Kimberly.
Yes, it really, really does. Thank you so much. It makes us feel so good when we know we help people.
Oh, can I share with you another Friday win?
Yes!
Sure.
Kimberly is incredibly thoughtful. She sent me a gift card for my birthday and a very sweet handwritten note birthday card, which I really appreciated last week. Kimberly.
Oh. Oh my gosh. I love it. I bought new Hokas. New Hokas.
And that damn so good looking awesome. Ones.
They're really nice looking. All right. Good for you, Zach. Now run like the wind.
The issue. So you know why I have so many pairs?
Because you run marathons?
So I do, and I run, and I'm, you know, I run. I sweat so much, then the shoes smell, and it's like, then I can't figure out how to unsmell. So next birthday present, if you got any solutions, because I just run through pair after pair after pair until I can't even be around people, and it's pretty gross, honestly.
I mean... Sometimes it comes right through the computer screen. I can smell you from here. But
get out of here.
Thanks for sharing that part of it, Zach.
That's awesome, Zach. I'm so glad. Are they hookahs or hokas? I mean, a hookah is something you smoke, right?
Well, I smoke the competition when I'm wearing my hookahs.
Nicely done, young man.
Nicely done.
All right, guys, let's call it a day. Enjoy the upcoming weekend. Pops, Kimberly, thanks so much for your time. Everyone, thanks for being here on a Friday with us. We'll be back tomorrow night on the YAA channel. My dad and I will be doing a Saturday night live stream. Super excited for that. Yes. And then Miss Kimberly, we'll see you back here. Do you want to do 7 or 8 p.m. tomorrow? What do you want to do?
7 works for me.
Yeah, 7 works for me too. Let us know in the chat. Do you prefer 7 or 8 p.m.? Let us know.
Eastern, that's Eastern time, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, guys. We'll do it again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kimberly. So good seeing you. You look beautiful today.
Oh, you know you're always so handsome. And you know what? I tried those glasses on. Oh, no, they don't work for me. They work for you, Ray. They work.
Do you guys want me to leave? I can leave.
Join us again next time.
Which is probably tomorrow.
To get the news you can use from YAA. YAA is your trusted source for all things auto. Thanks for listening.
See you soon.